show, Being Your Destiny. I'm international author, speaker, entrepreneur, business coach, and gosh knows how many more things, Wayne Scherer, and welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show. This time, we've got something really special for you, but first, let me remind you, you have any inputs, requests, you wanted somebody in particular interview, possibly, send those requests to support@WayneSharershow.com, support@WayneSharershow.com, and I'll be glad to give you credit for them and mention you directly here on the air. Okay, so, do one other thing for me. I keep doing this, so I ask you for one thing. Go to WayneSharershow.com. Do it right now while you're listening, WayneSharershow.com, and click the like button. You'll need to be logged into your Facebook account, but click the like button on Facebook, on the page, WayneSharershow.com, and let me know that you actually like being here. All right, so Wayne Scherer Show, that's me, Wayne Scherer, and this time, something very special. I'm going to cover a topic that's near and dear to everybody trying to build a business online, whether you're doing it from home, and I hope you are, or whether you're doing it for your business. Heck, you can apply it too. Only I'm going to make fun of you if you aren't working for yourself. Not that it's bad to have a job that you like. I mean, lots of people like having a job. Lots of people like working for someone else, and they're perfectly happy doing it. But I'm not, and I won't. I work for myself. I do what I want. I set my own agenda. I do my own creativity. I do not drive in rush hours. I get up out of bed in the morning whenever I feel like it. I walk from my bedroom to the kitchen, and I have no earthly idea how much traffic is outside. Often I don't know even if it's raining until I go out for my daily time outside. And it isn't in a car. It's just being comfortable strolling. And it's just wonderful. And I am having a perfect day. It's absolutely perfect. So what's the topic? What are we going to talk about that's so near and dear to all entrepreneurs trying to build a business online? Doesn't matter whether you're selling your own products, whether you're an affiliate marketer, whether you're a multi-level marketer, whether you do eBay, whether you do sell things from Amazon. It's affiliate marketing, whether you know it or not. it doesn't matter what you do online if you want to sell anything, okay? This is very, very critical to you. And it's something that most people have wrong. And probably you do too. You probably think this is the most important thing to get your business online running correctly. All right? Now, what is that? It's traffic, right? Web traffic. Visitors to your website. People coming to see your website. That's what you need more of, right? That's what everybody tells you. Those who make it in the internet get all the traffic they want, and those who don't know how to get traffic, all right? That sounds like it should make sense, right? How many products have you bought where they use that line on you? How many? Go ahead, think about it. I know how many I bought. I mean, let's go back to where I began online. When I began online, I did not know anything about how you get somebody to visit your website. I did not know how easy it actually was. So I started learning. That's how I went on to become, to build a traffic generating agency and SEO agency. Because I thought the traffic was the most important thing. And so I learned I could get traffic from anywhere. I learned how to do it and how to do it the correct way and what it took, all right? And I found I could get as much traffic as I want. At the time when I began, I could actually get as much traffic as I wanted from the search engines anytime I wanted in a very short amount of time. In fact, it took me about 90 days to get up to around 5,000 visitors per month to my website. And by the end of a year, I was getting about 10,000 visitors per month just from search engine and what people call free. Now, you know what? There's no such thing as free. It took time to do this. I had to create a lot of content and so forth. But guess what? That's how I discovered that traffic wasn't everything. How? Why? Why would I say that? Okay, I bet some of you have experienced this. As a matter of fact, I know some of you have experienced this. As a matter of fact, I know lots and lots and lots of you have experienced this. It's painful. It's painful as hell. You feel like crap. When you have this happen to you, you just can't, you understand what's wrong. You want to cry. It's just absolutely rips your gut out. What is it? You get all this traffic and you still are not making any significant sales. Now, you know, I think I've talked about this on the show before. If not, I've definitely talked about it in other places. But the fleet average for online sales is between a 1 and 2% conversion. That's reality, okay? I know you hate to hear that because I was just on a webinar the other day. They told me they got 30% on day in and day out. Well, they were lying to you, okay? They didn't get 30% day in and day out. They cannot get 30% conversion across all traffic methods. That's a fact. They were talking about something specific. They probably did get 30%. And in fact, I've done webinars where I've got 40, 45% conversion, okay? But day in and day out, traffic from everywhere, their conversions are not, I repeat, they are not 30%, if that's what they said, or 20%, if that's what they said. The fleet average across the internet is 1% to 2%. So the question is, if you got all this traffic coming to you, and what if you're not even making the 1% to 2%? Ever had that happen? Whoa, think about it. Now that you've thought about that and you ever had it happen, do you think that traffic is the most important thing? Does just getting traffic get you any money at all? It cost you money, it cost you time, it cost you money, but did it get you success? Did it bring you any closer to the dream? Did it bring you any closer to reality of living your destiny, of living the life from home, living the life I got, perfect, getting up, walking across my my home whenever I want, not worrying whether I need an alarm or the alarm clock's got to work or whatever. Did having traffic make that happen for you, okay? Did it? See, there's one thing that when they're selling these traffic products to you that they leave out of the equation, that the traffic isn't the problem, okay? I'll tell you right now, anybody can get all the traffic they want anytime they want and have it there by tomorrow simply by filling out a form and telling the traffic provider where to send it, okay? You can get all the traffic you want that way instantly. And I'm going to give you and to prove that you can get all of this traffic anytime you want, and there's so much out there that you can't even come close to touching it all, I'm going to, at the end here, I'm going to give you my traffic Rolodex from my agency that we use to select traffic sources from, over 200 sources of traffic, okay? That's going to be yours for free, so stick with me, all right? That'll prove to you that you can get traffic anytime you want, anywhere you want. You don't need another stinking $2,000 traffic course to teach you how to do this. All right? Now, you're wondering why am I saying that, since I sell a $300 traffic course and called the Instant Traffic Cashflow System, right? And so why would I tell you don't need another traffic course? Well, number one, the Instant Traffic Cashflow System teaches you traffic methods where you can't just simply plug in and get it going. So that is one major difference. There are some sources that take a little bit more knowledge than simply turning it on. All right, but the fact is, you can have as much traffic as you want coming to you by tomorrow. In some cases, they'll turn it on in just hours, and it will be there. You'll have all the traffic in the world. And so what really do you need, right? You've already figured out conversions. You need to convert the traffic into sales, right? You have to make conversions. If you aren't selling, if you aren't making the sales, if you aren't making at least, you know, let's just use 2%. If you aren't making at least 2% conversions, then you've got something wrong. Okay? And often, it's not the traffic. So let's narrow it down quickly. How can we know whether the traffic's the problem or not? Well, it's very simple. They make this so simple online now that I'm going to teach it to you right here in about 3 minutes. And you never need another course to tell you this again. Never buy another course that all they're teaching you really is this. To make your traffic work, the traffic you're receiving has to match the demographics of the people that buy your product, okay? That's it. You do a demographic match, all right? So a traffic provider should tell you where they're getting their traffic from, or they should tell you the demographic of their traffic, one of the two. And if you can't either match the demographic, if they tell you where their traffic comes from, and you can't match it to your demographic, then you don't want it. And if they tell you the demographic and it doesn't match your demographic, and they can't match your demographic, then you don't want the traffic, okay? So what's a demographic? I think you know the answer to that, but that's things like age, sex, race, location, how much money you make. Did you go to college? Do you have kids? They also include in there where you browse the internet from. That's not that really that important, but that's often included. Those things are demographics, okay? You should know those things about, you know, about the people that buy whatever it is you sell, the service or the product. It doesn't matter whether it's an affiliate product or your own product or an affiliate service or your own service or doing auctions on eBay. You have to know who actually wants your product, okay? And you can do that easily online. You can do that for free. I mean, there's some expensive programs that do this even better. And if you're making more money and you're a higher priced business, you might want to go to some of these higher priced services. But if you're just getting started, all you need is this: quantcast.com and what is the Amazon? I forgot. Alexa.com. Pretty good, Wayne. Quantcast.com, Alexa.com. Either one of those can show you the demographic of the website. So let's say you want to put a banner on a website. All right? So check the demographic of the website before you order the banner. And if it matches your demographic, then you want to, then that is a place you want to put your banner. All right? Pretty simple. And that is all there is to it. Getting the right traffic isn't really the major problem either. So getting traffic definitely isn't the problem. Getting the right traffic, well, that's a problem until you just know what I just told you. And by the way, if you're going to get a tool here at the end to help you get the right demographic, okay? So you hang in there. And I'll tell you exactly how you get that. So now you got the right traffic. You got all the traffic you want. You got the right traffic. You're still not getting sales. And believe me, that happens a lot. It even happens when many of the big marketers start a new product line, okay? It even happens to them, all right? What causes that? Well, it's all in how you're engaging the visitor, the traffic, when it arrives on your web page. All right? It's your copy. It's, are you giving them what they want? Are you showing them what they want? Are you engaging them? How are you following up with them? Okay, you may be showing them the right thing on the page, and you should be able to get a 1-2% sales rate from immediate traffic. Okay, 1-2%, and then you should be able to boost that sales rate through follow up. Okay, follow up. How you engage your traffic, how you engage them, how you follow up with them. And things like in multi-level marketing in particular, and affiliate marketing as well, and multi-level marketing is affiliate marketing, in case you haven't realized that. Or if you're dealing with these new leveraged marketing, as they're starting to call it, the new twist in 100% commissions, which combine the best of classic affiliate marketing with the best of multi-level marketing. It blends two types of affiliate marketing together and comes up with kind of a newfangled way of doing it. But the bottom line is, to make any of it work, to boost your sales, you must learn how to engage. Okay? Engaging that traffic. Engaging those visitors, you must be able to engage them. So that's why you know, gotta have a list. The money's in the list. You know that, you hear that all the time, over and over and over again. And well, that's something I actually embraced right from the beginning. I had a hard time getting that list because I wasn't very good at showing the people something that they actually wanted, or telling them what I had in a way that made them want it, in a sense. I mean, you can't make somebody want it, but if you give them the right words to catch their attention, they feel like they must have whatever you got. And as long as you deliver, they're going to be happy, right? So the bottom line was, you got to have a list. You got to get these people on that list. You got to capture information about them. You ultimately want to be able to capture phone numbers and addresses so you can market to them online and offline, okay? Online and offline, so that you know, as you get bigger and bigger, the more avenues you are using, the more people you can reach and the more you can convert, okay? By follow-up. Follow-up is the key. It always has been. Even in the days of mail order only, follow-up was the key. Did you ever receive, you know, a piece of mail order only once? I mean, seriously, think about it. I mean, ask Ogilvy, right? Oh, love my squeaky chair. You know the guy, Mr. Ogilvy. Ogilvy on advertising. He's the guy who kind of like did the tests. David Ogilvy. You want that book too, Ogilvy on Advertising. You should have it and read it. But everything in there applies to online, even though he wrote it before online was big. And one of the key things was engaging people 7-13 times in order to get the sales, okay? 7-13 times. That requires you to follow up. If you don't embrace that message, if you refuse to embrace that message because you're irritated by receiving emails, or you're irritated by direct mail, or you're irritated by this, then you're going to be irritated by being in business, okay? Get the hell out of business if you're not going to be aggressive with your follow-up. That's the bottom line. Oops, I did it again. I got direct. Well, but it's true. If marketing to make sales is not about what irritates you. It's about what gets you sales. All right? Wake up. Wake up and smell the roses. Get your head out of your... Okay? This is not about you. This is about making sales, and making sales requires follow-up, and doing follow-up requires you to be aggressive. And if you want your traffic to convert, converting is the most important thing. And if you got lots of traffic and you know you got the right traffic, but it's not converting, it's because you're not following up. It's because of two things. Either your message isn't right or you're not following up. So if you're getting 1 to 2% sales conversion immediately on your sales page, then you should be getting more by following up. But even if you're not getting that conversion instantly, that means your message probably sucks, but you still could actually increase the conversions by following up. All right? That's a fact. Right now, you know, I've been at the affiliate marketing game now for a few months here. I switched from just doing my SEO to doing the affiliate marketing. And I found that I quickly was able to go to 10 times that number, right? Almost everybody in the group I'm working with, you know, not in my team, but in the group, the big group, they it's a very good company, 7-Minute Workout, and they let you know what's happening. 1 to 2% sales rate is what's occurring. It's fleet average. But that's because most people, when you ask them, are not being aggressive with the follow-up. What am I doing different? I'm just hounding the living hell out of the people with the email. If they don't opt out, they get my email. I get them every day. Okay? It's that simple. And if I can get them on Skype, we talk to them on Skype. If I find a way to talk to them, I will talk to them. If I can get them to reply to an email, I will reply to their email. It's as simple as that. I am willing to engage any way I can get engaged with them. And that's because follow-up. That is the key. Follow-up. It's that simple. Follow-up. All right? Follow-up. That's all you have to do. That's the name of the game. There's all kinds of ways to follow up online and off, and we're not going to cover all of those right now, but I will tell you how you can start doing that, and here's what I'm holding out on, okay? So I'm going to give you 25 ways to get traffic started in the next 24 hours. And along with that, I'm going to give you my tools for my agency for number one, my Rolodex of 200 over 200 traffic sources, so you can get as much traffic as you want instantly tomorrow. You just pick one and fill out the form and tell them where to send it, okay? I'm going to give you my get-the-click ad generator. That's going to get you, that's going to actually create 9 variants of ads so you can split test your ads. It's going to pick the winner for you, and it's going to track and monitor the outcomes and ROIs for you, okay? That tool is priceless, and that I'm going to give to you, all right? I'm going to give you my strategic traffic predictor. It literally allows you to predict how much it will cost you to generate the outcome you desire, all right? And it becomes more and more accurate as you start getting numbers on the percentages of your sales. All right, so use these tools together and you will have an amazing toolkit for doing your traffic generating and planning. All right, and I'm also going to give you my demographic tool to help you plan out how to figure out your demographics that we use in our agency, that we use with clients to figure out what the message is that we should be putting out to them, so that you can get that upfront conversion much faster, all right? That tool is going to be included. All you have to do is go to 25 ways, plural, 25 ways, 25 W-A-Y-S, thetrafficcommander.com. 25 ways, thetrafficcommander.com, all right? Go there. Grab those tools. There's lots of other bonuses there too. There's a special free bonus there on how to create your lead funnels. That's included. All right, you don't want to miss that. There's 5 additional bonuses available to you, all about how to leverage the power of the internet to guarantee free quality prospects. That's included. Okay, so you definitely want to get in on this. There's 5 additional bonuses, 6 steps to 6 figures with Jimmy Brown, an interview with Armin Morin and Stephen Pierce, Internet Marketing Secrets Unlocked, with top internet marketers. The interview with Armin Morin and Alex Mendozian. Another interview with Armin Morin and Joel Christopher on building your list and traffic conversion. All right? All these things are included. Absolutely free, okay? So go there. 25 ways. 25ways.thetrafficcommander.com. 25ways.thetrafficcommander.com. Okay? You got that? 25ways.thetrafficcommander.com. 25ways.thetrafficcommander.com. All right? Now, if you want to just join my team and start working with me directly and get in on the top 100% commission paying programs immediately, starting with the 7-minute workout, the best fitness offering ever, then join me in the EasyLeadNetwork.com. The EasyLeadNetwork.com. Go there right now and sign up. All right? I'll see you then, and I'll see you on the next Wayne Cherry Show. We'll be right back.